This donut is so good. Oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh. Hey, you're Mexican. What kind of ghetto Mexican shit is this?
There's those things I showed you in fries. You put alcohol on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, it's like a margarita. Not a margarita. Which is the one that has like a Bloody Mary.
Oh.
And it already has that spicy thing on the side. Anyways, like I was saying earlier, everybody loves a good revenge movie. That's why John Wick 1 was very good. Just like on Man on Fire. You can't fuck with Man on Fire. Anybody that says Man on Fire is a bad movie is just a shitty person, and they deserve never to watch movies ever again. Such a good movie.
It's a really good movie. Like, I never cry on movies, but I cried on that one at the end.
That's the one that he's protecting the little girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Such a fucking good movie. What's that girl in besides that?
Dakota Fanning,
right?
Yeah.
What's she famous for besides that movie, though?
A lot of other ones.
Right? She's been a lot of shit. She's a good actress, that little girl. Hey, that movie is sad as shit at the end.
Mm-hmm. All right, so...
What the fuck? Grand Theft Auto Lion King version?
Lion King mod.
That's crazy. You can play as Timon and Pumbaa. You're going to ape shit with freaking Timon. You can play as Rafiki.
Oh, this is
the
fucking
shit.
Best mod I've ever seen.
People on the podcast are like, what the hell are you guys talking about?
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, you could be little Simba.
Grand Theft Auto 5 mods. Lion King mods. It's the Lion King mod. You can play.
Oh, you could be Mufasa.
And Simba. You could go to town on people together.
Why is Pumbaa so big? He's like car size.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, that donut was so good.
Was it? Tell him what we got. Tell him what we got.
It's melting in my mouth. So good. What? Somebody's going to use that later. Anyways, we went to Dunkin' Donuts, and you did not approve of the coffee. You seemed insulted of the coffee.
I was insulted.
But see, the problem is that you're used to the super sugary shit that we normally get.
This one is also super sugary.
I don't agree. It's not super sugary at all.
You don't think so?
No, but it does have a very strong aftertaste. If you complain about Starbucks having a super strong aftertaste, this right here has a, like, faux show aftertaste. It's, like, in your mouth.
It's deep in you. It's all the way. Balls deep in you.
Is it weird that there's a bed in here?
Hey, man. I don't know what you do when I'm not here.
More than apparently you think so. Remember that one picture I sent you and you're like, why does that look like your...
Yeah, why does that look like your kitchen, man?
Dude, that has to be
like, the fuck is this? I'm over here dealing with issues at my work and you're just over here getting some... breaking your dick off in something.
No, I did look... that picture did look like my kitchen, though. And I was like, that's hilarious. I didn't notice it till you said it.
It had the same backsplash and everything.
I'll show you some backsplash. Anyways. Yeah, man. So anyways, good revenge movie. I think Man on Fire is a good movie. I feel like what I would like to do for this channel is have us watch old movies that either we liked or that were popular at the time. And I'm talking about like 80s, 90s movies, and then review them. I just don't want to do what we did for the 50 Shades of Grey podcast where we talked during the whole thing. Like, I want us to watch it and then give like a good, like 1 or 2 minute synopsis of our thoughts and why it was a good movie and why it wasn't. You know, for those super good movies, like, not super good, but like the ones that were super popular.
Yeah, you want me to watch Karate Kid.
I want you to watch Karate. I like those 80s movies, man. You don't like 80s movies. I like 80s movies. Like Ferris Bueller Day Off.
That's a good one.
Is like one of my favorite movies.
That's a good one.
Because I think like the reference to last week's podcast, more than sex, more than food, maybe not more than a heist, guys would love to do that shit. Just like one day of epic, like crazy shit you did. Mm-hmm. Like he went and he went to a game and went to... stole a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Like a whole bunch of crazy shit. But guys would love to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Women are like, all you think about is sex. Well, no, really. I love to do a heist.
Yeah, a heist on a Ferrari store. That'd be cool.
Or I like to be the transporter for a day.
That'd be cool too. It'd be a transport for a day.
Yeah. So anyways, so what do you think about, so I'm going to get this out of the way now, because every time we talk about UFC shit, and I doubt we have any hardcore UFC fans that give a shit, and so I'm going to go through this as quickly as possible. How fucking savage is it that Yoel Romero started a GoFundMe for Michael Bisping's future health expenses for when he beats the shit out of him? That is all kinds of level of savagery I can't even describe.
Dude, that's the funniest thing. You sent me that, and I literally was at work in the middle of teaching, and I just started busting out laughing. And I was like, it's funny because you're going to need it.
Dude, that is one of the most passive-aggressive, savage shits ever. And I don't know if it was him that donated that $10 I showed you, or if it was somebody that pretending to be him. But he's like, I love you, Michael Bisping. When he said that, it was fucking hilarious. Rogan's so good with voices because he does a perfect UL, but he's like, I love you, Michael Bisping.
Yeah.
I love you. Or no, he says love very uniquely. I love you, Michael Bisping.
Yoel's...
I love you. How does he say
that? Yeah, Yoel's accent is really hard to do. It's not like Anderson Silva or Vitor's where it's like so Brazilian.
He's not Brazilian. He's Cuban.
No, he's Brazilian.
No, he's Cuban. Yoel's a Cuban wrestling guy.
Oh.
He went Olympics for Cuba.
Well, it's even harder to do then.
I love you, Michael Bisping. He does the B's really hard, like P's. I love you, Michael Bisping.
I'm going to get this phone right here.
I love you. You're still complaining about your fucking phone, huh? But that's BlackBerry. Ugh. Ugh. I haven't touched a BlackBerry since 2001,
I'm
and then
getting
I realized
a
it was
new
dog
one.
Shit.
I'm getting
Just
a
Just wait
one.
Till you get the replacement.
No, when I get the new one, I'm going to get it, and then I'm going to get another new one, yeah.
Sell it. Yes. Then you're not going to have a warranty, though. That's a problem. And then you're going to be SOL.
Yeah, the new one's not going to break. Look, I'm going to get this mint green one. How me is that?
Next big. What the fuck is that?
I don't know. He seems cool,
those
though.
Those Chinese phones. You never know, man. I don't know. Sometimes I'm very hesitant to buy Chinese products.
Look, Blue Studio LX2.
Like, well, I mean, I guess I can talk shit, right? I bought a couple of Chinese products that work very well. Like, I bought that that
generic camera, right?
The generic GoPro, and it worked very well. The only problem is that everything's in Chinese. So once you figure out like kind of how to use it, it's great. But are you using it the way you wanna? Who knows? It's Chinese.
You could be, could not be.
You could be, you could not be. So. I'm gonna just assume that it's working the way you want, like, you know, frames per second, settings, 8 quality, you know, all that stuff. So, whatever.
Yeah, man.
So, anyways, all right, son, put down your phone. I gotta talk to you about The Matrix. We're talking about movies.
All right, hold on. Okay, go for it. Now I'm all ears.
So I was watching, you know what I like to do on YouTube besides watching a whole bunch of random shit that they upload probably illegally?
Click on random videos.
I like to watch videos of like theories, but when they go deep. Like I've been watching a lot of theories about Snoke and a lot of theories about like Jedi stuff. Like I get deep into.
You like to watch blatant rumors with no proof?
Yeah, but that's what theories are. Yeah. That's like conspiracy theories.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. So you like watching conspiracy theory reels.
Yeah, but about fake shit.
About movies, yeah.
About fake shit. Not like, this alien, you know, put his probe up my ass and now my shit cycle's different. You know what I mean? Like, not weird shit like that. I like somewhat conspiracy theories of fake stuff. Like fake worlds, right? That's why I got into a couple of different channels that did Game of Thrones stuff because there's so much that isn't in the show that's in the books, but I don't have the freaking time to read those books.
Mm-hmm.
Those books are like as thick as something I'd like to say right now, and I'm not going to say it. And there's no time for me to read 6 of those things, mm-hmm. All right? And I'm not waiting for that dude to come out with the last 2, all right? By the time I'm into those things, I'm going to read them, and then that dude's not ever going to finish the rest of them. So
probably true.
Forget
probably
it.
Probably true.
But anyways, those guys elaborate into all kinds of stuff that isn't in the show. But I got into a lot of stuff. Like, I got into the Cloverfield universe and how all that stuff's connected, and I got into the Star Wars stuff, And then I got into like Game of Thrones stuff. And then some guys started doing theory videos on the Stranger Things show and how that stuff's playing out. But one thing that like I like watching too, that I saw a couple videos on, was like how endings of movies may not be what you think. And one of them that they brought up was very fascinating, was The Matrix. And so in The Matrix, you know, if you guys have seen The Matrix, you should know what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, and you give a shit, and you don't want to be spoiled, then skip this whole section. I usually put timestamps down below so you know which part to click on. So you can click on one of those and just bypass this whole thing altogether. But that's only on Tuesdays. If you do this on Monday, I haven't gotten to it yet. So Tuesday, do that. But anyways, so you know The Matrix, like the whole thing is that Neo is the one. And he like in the end fucking saves everything because he gives himself up. And that's how The Matrix like stops, right? So one of the theory that this guy had, which I'll backtrack. Different thing that's not a theory. So, you know when they get out of the Matrix and Neo stops the thing? The ship crashes and Neo stops the tentacle monster, the hentai tentacle monster, with his mind. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were saying that he never made it out of the Matrix. Like, that's all in the Matrix. Zion and all of that is still a part of the Matrix. It's just a counter. It's a safe. It's like a counter safe thing where it's like, you got many levels, like Inception, like in the Inception movie where they're like 19 levels in. The program of the Matrix has multiple levels, so you can never really get out. Like, there's no Zion. And that's why whenever the old KFC guy is like, oh, this is the sixth iteration or whatever, and this is you're the sixth Neo, and this happens every freaking time, and we know where the city is, and we've gotten really good at destroying it. Yeah. It's because it's the same shit just rolling over and over and over. And the Morpheus dude just never got anybody out. So it didn't matter if you took the red pill or the blue pill, you're still fucked. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was fascinating because I was like, wow, I never thought about that.
So he just...
There's no escape.
So he's just in a cycle. He's in a time loop.
Well, it's not just in a cycle, but it's also like a countermeasure. It's like a safety. It's like you're not getting past that. Especially if the KFC guy knew that they were getting out. Mm-hmm. You would think that the machine's like, well, they get out every... This is like the sixth time they get out. We're just going to make a countermeasure and they're just never going to get out. Because for the guy to be able to affect the Matrix outside, completely disconnected from the Matrix, seems a little much. Mm-hmm. That to me made logical sense.
Yeah, that's probably, I can see that.
And that was like, damn, that is such a defeating thing because you get so connected and you think to yourself, damn, man, that dude never made it out. Like, it makes more sense that he never made it out. Mm-hmm. And so that's why at the very last movie, when he goes to the main city, he was able to stop all the missiles and shit. It's not like he had like technology-based telekinesis. He just was still in the Matrix. He was just like, you know? Mm-hmm.
So he was in the sub-program that was
just
like a countermeasure.
Exactly.
Because they knew that every so many cycles in their computer cycle, a virus comes up called Neo that is trying to ruin their shit. And they already have a safety protocol for it.
Right.
That's crazy.
And it makes more sense if you think about it. Mm-hmm. Because when the KFC guy talks to him and says, you're the sixth one, and it shows him all the TV screens, it looks exactly like him. So unless they're cloning that body, like, what's the likelihood that in, you know, X amount of generations, you're going to get that exact same guy with the abilities?
That's true, too.
Do you know what I mean? So that makes way more sense, which almost kind of makes you like irritated that, not that you were lied to or that you didn't figure it out, more so that it just feels so futile that you went through all of that to have never really made it out.
Well, just like they say that on Inception, he never made it out.
Yeah. I want to rewatch that because I heard the theory on that.
Yeah, that he was like, the whole thing is just his dream.
Well, at the end, he never made it out. But no, the theory that I heard is that his, because, you know, they had an item, an Inception, that they would keep, and then if they had it or something, it would remind them that they're still in. Well, I was some one of those YouTube videos that I've been watching. Yeah. They were saying that his item is not the top.
Yeah, it's not the top.
It's a ring.
Yeah, it's a ring.
It's his wedding ring. And I want to rewatch it to see if he does have a wedding ring on when he's in, and when he's not out, he doesn't have one.
Yeah.
That's what I'm curious to see. So we might have to rewatch that motherfucker. But here's a theory that fucked with me on The Matrix, all right? Mm-hmm. The theory that messed with me on The Matrix was that Neo was not the one.
Yeah, it's Trinity, wasn't it?
No, it's Agent Smith.
That doesn't make sense.
Okay, it makes sense after you watch this video. So you got to look directly at what the Oracle said was the qualifications for the one. But like, she had a handful of them. And one of which was he was born in the Matrix. Well, yeah. Well, Neo wasn't born in the Matrix. He was born outside of the Matrix. And he's been in. The only guy that met all of the qualifications was Agent Smith. He'd been there from the beginning. He was already from the beginning defecting from the program.
Yeah.
Like when he captured Morpheus, he took the fucking little thing off his ear to beat the shit out of him. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how he hated it. And he could taste them. And he didn't like it. And then when he came back in, the soldiers were like, why is your earpiece off? And he's like, let me just put that back on then. Like from the beginning, he was very different than the other two agents. And in the end, he's the one that destroyed the Matrix because it was by absorbing Neo he destroyed the Matrix. And he was able to, at the end, stop the constant revolution. And in the end, he's the one that stopped it over and over. And I gotta show you the video because it made a lot of sense, but I just can't remember all of the points. Another one of which was that he called the Oracle mother, which is weird, but essentially he was like the program that she was the only one that knew more than KFC guy. Mm-hmm. And so he called her mother, which is odd. It wasn't like a sarcastic, like when he goes in and absorbs her, he calls her mother like casually. And so his argument was that she essentially created him to be the one. And that's why whenever Neo goes in and he's like, am I the one? And she's like, no, honey, you're not. And it wasn't about like telling him what he needed to hear to continue the process of destroying the Matrix. It was more because just he wasn't the one. And the one was Smith. And in the end, what ended up happening was that he needed to be consumed by Smith so he could come. So Smith's program could be absorbed into the Matrix and then crash it. So I have to show you the video because he makes a really good argument for it, and which tripped me out because it made sense, like legitimately made sense. I gotta show it to you. It's good. He's got a lot of valid points.
Interesting. I haven't seen The Matrix in years.
I have it.
You have The Matrix?
I have The Matrix, dog.
Also interesting.
Why are you hating on The Matrix? I have all three, I think. Yeah, I have the collection.
Really?
It's like $8. Why are you gonna hate on me?
I'm not gonna lie to you. The first Matrix was good.
The first one is legit.
And the second one is okay.
No, I don't agree. The second one is ridiculous with like the 30 million Agent Smiths.
Yeah,
the second one's the most ridiculous one. If you think about it, people don't like the third one because it had so much of the philosophy in it, like so many concepts. It doesn't fail. People didn't like the third one because it had so much of the philosophy in it, and people didn't. I love that shit though. Like I love the philosophy stuff. The second one the one they fight the vampires.
This is the third one.
Okay, I didn't mind the vampires. I kind of like the vampires. They need to do something for Neo to kind of get held down a little bit. Because when you're a Superman, what the fuck? Why is he not just punching holes in the whole dimension? Who gives a shit? You know? Yeah. I liked it. People hating on the three. I was like, I didn't mind three. After he met the KFC man, I was like, let's do this.
The KFC man.
I need to know what's going on with the Colonel. And what is his original recipe?
What are those 11 herbal spices?
What are those 11 herbs and spices?
Or are they all the same spice?
It might be the same thing. Why are you holding it? Why are you holding all this information to yourself, Colonel?
Oh, jeez. You should ask Splinter Cell. He used to work.
No, he told me one day that it all comes pre-made. Well, it's just like Coca-Cola. If you work at Coca-Cola, you don't know what those unique ingredients are. It comes like pre-made and you just dip it in.
That's how I normally do it.
You just dip it in? Shit.
Don't even look.
Shit. But So that brings up another point. The Matrix.
Aliens.
The Matrix brings up another point.
Aliens. Oh, that Equilibrium is better than the Matrix?
I don't know if I'd go that far.
I would.
I don't know if I'd go that far. I'd definitely go that far.
100%.
Do you remember, you know that, do you remember that Ned Stark is in Equilibrium?
Yeah, he is. He's the first guy that dies.
Yeah, man. Poor Ned Stark. He always gets killed.
Always killed first.
Ned Stark getting fucking destroyed every time. Anyways, no, I was thinking about the Matrix. So as we talk about Agent Smith being the one, right? And as we talk about that, like in my mind, I'm like, man, I would hate for that to be true because, you know, you want Neo to be the one. You know, I've always liked the idea of the, probably because I watched so many 80s movies that I grew up with, like the stoic, like super good guy, but not a very big talker, but he's a fucking doer. You know, like Man on Fire, he didn't say a lot of shit, but he fucked some people up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at John Wick, that's my kind of shit. He didn't say much, but he fucked some people up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Neo was the same thing. I do like 3 lines per movie. Oh, but he fucked some people up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I grew up with that. And so I like that character of the stoic, you know, not a big talker, not a big shit talker. He doesn't, you know, boast about his abilities, but you gonna die. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I like that character. And so I don't like the idea of Agent Smith being the fucking good guy, right? It defeats my paradigm in my mind of the concept of like what the good guy and what the bad guy is supposed to be, right? And I think that's another reason why Game of Thrones is so fascinating, because there really isn't a good or a bad. It's just lots of different grays going on.
Mm-hmm.
But back to my point.
Well, didn't you hear the new theory that Goku's a bad guy?
Of what?
Of Dragon Ball Super.
That he's the bad guy?
Yeah, he's the bad guy.
What do you mean? Like, overall? Like, he's been the bad guy?
Well, he's the bad guy now, because now he don't got nothing to do. Because he defeated all the evil now, so now he's... Well, you haven't seen the episode. You got to see the new episode. I can't have this discussion with you.
I'll have this discussion with you tomorrow. So, back to my point. So, it like, defeats the purpose of the way my mind works about good and how good guys are supposed to be in movies, right? And that almost applies to me, not applies to me, but I think that's almost sometimes how we view like life. When something doesn't fit your idea of the way you think things are supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
like most people, as I would in this movie, would prefer to believe your own truths versus believing what the reality is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like as I'm watching this theory, logically, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But internally, I'm thinking to myself, that's not true. Screw that. I'm going to believe forever that Neo was the one that saved the Matrix and possibly the fake outside that doesn't exist because it's a fail-safe and all those crazy people doing in a Zion isn't doing jack shit. That's what I'm believing, no matter what.
Yeah.
But do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I think sometimes we choose to believe despite what the reality might be. And I'm wondering, like, what is that? Just because you just don't want to let go of the possibility of being wrong? Or is it just that it's so far outside of what you believe in that you just don't want to believe more?
Yeah, or different? Just you just don't want to, you just close your mind off from accepting anything else.
How often do you think that happens in real life with people?
Probably a lot, man.
I would think it happened a lot with religion.
Mm-hmm. We were just talking about a Scientology chick, Leah Remi.
Oh, yeah, Leah Remi. Yeah,
she was in that shit for, what, 30 years?
I don't know. I got to listen to the Rogan podcast. I haven't really listened to it. I want to, though, because she seems like she's talking mad shit about Scientology, which if what she said is true and Travolta does have a license to kill... She gonna be the first in a long while, I think. Unless, you know, John Travolta has been, you know, because there's always been that rumor in Hollywood that he's gay or his day is long, and maybe he's just been killing people who figured it out.
Yeah, yeah, he might be a bad mofo when you try to like get in a fist fight, just starts going John Wick on you.
John Travolta?
Yeah.
Nah. Hey, no. Hey, his thing is not that he can kill you. He just can give an order to kill you.
Like, hey, maybe like, he can kill you.
You think so?
What if he does it himself? He don't want to. He don't want any proof.
I think
he just slips into your.
I think those rumors might be true, and I don't think that guy's a lover. He's not a fighter. He's a lover.
Hey man, It just happens, like in the movie.
It would make sense. That guy, did you see that guy in Saturday Night Live or whatever? Saturday Night Fever? That dude could fucking dance.
Yeah.
That dude could dance a person to freedom and shit. That dude could dance.
You see that one movie, One Night in Paris?
No.
He was playing a hitman in there. And you're like, that's
stupid.
Oh,
is that the one where he's bald?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a little crazy in that, yeah. Right? He's like a little crazy. It was all right.
Yeah, it was all right. And I was like, yeah, I believe you. You could probably kick some ass. Face Off with Nicolas Cage.
I have to rewatch that. It's been a long time.
Oh, that's a good movie.
It's been like, I watched it. I haven't seen that movie since it came out in like VHS.
Mm-hmm.
I said it, VHS.
People are like, some people are going to be like, what the fuck is that?
What's VHS?
What venereal disease is that?
Hey, like, you have some sort of venereal disease? What's VHS? It's a big. You guys ever watch? You guys ever see A-Tracks? It's like two of those put together. And you used to put those in TV.
A-Tracks. Nobody knows what that is.
Kids are like A-Tracks, dude. Nowadays, man, it's technology is. I think about the days when we were young. Remember when we were young and in junior high, or what is it? It's not called junior high, right? What is
middle
it?
Middle school.
Remember when we were in middle school, and they brought in fucking computers. And everybody was like, oh my God, we have computers that we can go play in.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
We had a whole class just for computers.
The idea that there was a room full of computers that we could go use.
Hot as fuck in that room all the time.
Yeah, because all the computers were running.
It was in the summer, and they were like, it's fucking hot here. You're like, yeah, it's fucking hot outside too when you go outside.
Dude, I still remember. You remember that? You might not remember this. This is some deep references that only you and I would remember because we went to school together. Do you remember that
fucking
those
playing Nanosaur?
That those, which one's Nanosaur?
The only game you
the
had
dinosaur
on
one?
The dinosaur.
Oh, that's exactly what I was gonna say. Oh shit! Yeah, it was like a 3D dinosaur game,
had,
right? Oh,
we had one game on there.
Oh shit!
Because the computer
Google Nanosaur. I couldn't remember the fucking name, man.
That's the equivalent of 80s people typing in Oregon Trail. That's exactly what it is.
Nanosaur. I was hoping you remember that fucking name.
I'll give you the
Nano.
I'll give you the concept. It only had one. I think we had two games on there. One was educational, and the other one was Nanosaur. The fuck if I know what the educational game was.
Oh, shit, son.
It was
I found it on Google.
And we only had the first level.
Oh, shit. I remember this. Look at this. A raptor on a jetpack.
Yeah. You had a raptor. You were a raptor, and you were taking eggs, and you had to get them to point A to point B.
Yeah, I remember the eggs.
And then if you did that, you'll go to level two, and I think you have to fight what, like a T-Rex or something? Something would come after
Can
you.
Can I buy this now? Play this on my phone?
On the PlayStation Store? and then if you did that and you beat the T-Rex by some miraculous miracle, then that would be
That's right. You had guns on the animals.
And that would be it because we only had the demo because that really wasn't the game and we were poor as shit. You were even lucky to be touching this thing.
Oh, fuck. Dude, man, this is some nostalgia shit, man.
Yeah, man.
Dude, it's got a 4 out of 5 from seeing it. Dude, that's legit. Where can I buy Nanosaur?
So, that was the game.
I'm reverting to my fourth grade version.
I think we were like the first ones to have computer class.
Yeah, we had those old Macs that had the colored tops. So we got only the blue green ones,
mm-hmm.
but they had the handle on the top of the monitor,
yeah.
and that was a whole computer, right? It was just a built-in monitor.
Yeah.
And you could just whip that thing around.
So that's what we had. I think we're the first ones to have that class.
Here we go.
So we do typing and shit. And then after, she was like, oh, yeah, you have free time.
You spent a couple minutes. There was another game, though, wasn't there?
There was another game. I think it was an educational one, and
no,
I don't remember.
I remember some ship game, maybe. Some old school, like, PlayStation 1 graphics where everything was squared.
Oregon Trail?
No. Dude, that was back in elementary. I played Oregon Trail in elementary, dog. We had floppy disks, and not like those hard
floppy
ones.
Floppy disks is awesome.
The big, like, big, yeah, Chipotle
napkin ones.
The Chipotle napkin size floppies that were soft, and you used to cram them in there, and you had to hit the little thing down, and they would take forever to read. But anyways, those here, are cool. According to Wikipedia, I'm going to save you guys a Wikipedia trip. Nanosaur is a science fiction third-person shooter game developed by Pangea Software and published by Ideas from the Deep for Mac OS 9 and Microsoft Windows. Player takes the role of a nanosaur, a genetically engineered intelligent dinosaur from the future, sent back in time prior to the Cretaceous Paleogene, extinction event, right, where those paleo people started eating. The game was being ported by Linux by 3-Axis Interactive, but the port was never completed, blah, 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 blah. Around 2003, source of the game was made available by whatever. Synopsis. What's the story of this mofo? That's way too long for me to read. But anyways, that's right. You were a genetically modified raptor. Can I buy this? I will legit buy this right now. How much is this? I will install this on my computer right now that won't even recognize what to do with this software.
Your computer will be like, do you want me to install this?
Are you sure?
Are you sure? Do you know what this is?
You know there's better phone. There's better games on your phone right now, right?
You're aware there's a Yu-Gi-Oh! Game out that has graphics. This doesn't have graphics.
Dude, I will legit buy this right now. We will have super happy fun time.
A walkthrough of Nanosaur?
Nanosaur.
Oh, and then did you know, and then somebody figured out the
cheat codes,
and then that person was being a dick and wouldn't tell everybody.
There's a Nanosaur app. Hold up.
It just got serious?
How about stop this podcast right now?
Yeah, that dude was being a dick, and he wouldn't tell anybody what they were until finally he told everybody.
What? How did he find him?
I don't know. I think the teacher told him.
There's no way to go online and look at the codes. Like, there's no way to figure out what they were.
We didn't have online. I mean, we did, but it wasn't getting anything done. I think that was our first thing. It's like, press Internet Explorer. Hey, lesson one is done on your computer.
Now, the question, I just found this on Amazon, dude. But I found one. I found what is called Nanosaur Hatchling. This is the sequel. And you could use a... Hold on.
You can use a...
A pterodactyl. You use a pterodactyl now, son. She just got real. We might have to try this.
Interesting.
We might have to play this. And I'm a...
Full walkthrough.
I'm going to do a full walkthrough on this. I'm going to turn back and revert back to my middle school version and be like, and my voice is going to be the exact same. And then I'll be like, let's play Nanosaur. The question is, can this install on my computer?
It should.
Can I buy a computer from 1994
and install it on it? We'll go to Savers right now.
And be like, I think it still works.
Like, What's the graphics processor on here? Chicken McNugget? Perfect. That's what I need.
This one looks like it's only pterodactyls. I want to be the raptor. I want to go full nostalgia mode right now. Anyways, back to this. Anyway, yeah, I do remember that, man. I that room was hot, but I remember...
Always fucking hot.
You know, somebody... I remember playing this game. Do you remember this one? Where you were like a little tribal Amazonian guy, and it was an educational game, and it was like a typing game. So if you like typed right, like the right things, the keys or whatever, the little guy would advance on the screen. No? I can't remember that game.
Was that in that class too?
I can't remember if it was in this class.
Fuck, you're a nerd. We didn't play that.
Oh, I remember that.
Every chance I got, I was like, Nanosaur, nigga.
You know what? Back in elementary, besides Oregon Trail, mm-hmm. we had to walk through of Oregon Trail, dude.
We should.
Not the new one. The I want school. The one where it's like three green? Pixels. And
it's
you're
green.
It's green. And you're looking overhead and the three pixels are moving. You're shooting one pixel at round balls of bears, apparently.
Buffaloes.
We gotta play that. It's like, your daughter died from gonorrhea. Like, what?
Diarrhea.
But anyways.
Gotta play Number Munchers.
Number Munchers? I don't remember that.
It's a little frog, and it taught you how to add or subtract, depending on the floppy disk you brought out.
I might remember that game. Let me see.
You had to go to the old dusty shelf.
Oh, fuck.
Open up the thing with the floppy disk and take those out. Oh,
fuck. I remember Number Munchers. There. Holy shit. How do you remember all these names?
I remember everything.
Dude, this is some throwback shit. Everybody in the podcast, and I'm like, can you shut the fuck up? It's not that crazy. It is crazy for me, guys. I have not heard of this in nearly 20 years. Holy shit. Number Munchers didn't work for me. I sucked at multiplication tables.
So they have different numbers in Mexico. That's why.
Oh, that's crazy. I remember these dumb little weird things that it would eat.
Yeah, and my teacher would be like, only you can do adding. Only you can do subtracting. You need to do alphabet because you don't know shit.
What other games was there?
That's all I got. Those are the only three I played. Nanosaur, Number Munchers, Oregon Trail.
I remember back in elementary that...
I think there was like... I say this sometimes. I'm like, oh, Elmo's 1, 2, 3. I think there was a legit Elmo's 1, 2, 3.
I don't remember that. But I do remember elementary besides Oregon Trail. Because that Oregon Trail was a hot game. Like Oregon Trail was the equivalent of... What's
Yo, Halo right? 4.
No. What's the equivalent of like mobile gaming right now? Like Candy Crush or some shit? Like it was a thing. If you got... Man, we were so entertained so easily. If you gave me Oregon Trail from 1994 right now, I'd be like, dude, I'm just going to read a book. But anyways, the other one I used to play like a mofo was Where on Earth is Carmen Sandiego?
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that.
I needed to catch that bitch whenever I could. And I never caught her. Every time I was so close to catching her and she'd have some sort of getaway. I'm like, I'm never going
to
catch this.
Do you remember the show that used to come on?
I do. They never caught her either, which is bullshit. But they never caught her either. And you know what pissed me off about playing these games in class? Was that we didn't have like a 30-minute class to play. They were like, okay, guys, we got 15 minutes. Go pick a game. And there's like a whole bunch of boxes of floppy disks. Yeah. We got the game. We put it in there, right? It wasn't enough time for me to catch fucking Carmen Sandiego. Had enough time to reach her in two parts of the world. Never had a chance to catch her.
Dude, you're what, 7 years old? You got to be happy with what you get.
No, fuck that shit. I'm going to buy that right now. I'm going to catch her. I'm going to fucking catch her.
Is that a thing? I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, man.
That's we're fucking seven. What are you
I needed
expecting?
To complete the game. Just like I never found out, what's the ending of Oregon Trail?
You make it to Oregon.
And then what? You live happily ever after? You bury three of your kids and your wife? So only you're the one who survived?
Start a new life.
God, man. And that just bursts things into perspective. I mean, things are so much harder for them than it was for us.
Yeah.
Over here, we're like, should we have Chipotle or try something new? And over there, they're like burying their daughters.
That happens.
It's dark, man. Dark thoughts right there, but it's the freaking truth. Next time you're bitching about some dumb shit in your life, think about that. Burying your kids on the side of the freaking road because they died from some unimaginable disease that you can't even treat, let alone imagine what it's doing inside of the body. That's the darkest shit you might hear today, but it might motivate you to get off your fucking ass.
Hey man, that's how people live in Brazil every day of their life.
One of these days, a Brazilian is going to hear your bullshit. Come over here and jiu-jitsu you the fuck. He's going to be like Jacare. And Jacare is going to come over here and just...
Jacare like, don't know what I'm saying.
Jacare is going to come over here and run around you like an alligator inside of the ocean. And he's just going to wrap around you and you're just going to cry until he snaps you. He's gonna break your will of like a human to a freaking...
He might. Okay, so I went to the app store, typed in Carmen Sandiego, but Oregon Trail popped up because there's no Carmen Sandiego.
Holy shit. It's free, though. Is that which version of Oregon Trail is that?
No.
Abe, that... Oh, do you remember that game before that? Hold on. Let me see little pictures of this. What does it look like? No, this is... No,
no
man.
No, that's not Oregon Trail. No.
No,
no, we didn't have no, this. No, what is no, this no. shit?
That's
Look,
that's
this
unfair.
Is happy. This is happy. Look, we have a little game we play. What is this bullshit? Oh, what is that?
I bet you your daughter's not dying on that one.
Your daughter's doing something. Daughter's a whore in here. Yeah, man, that's not right. What else you got?
Oh, the one game that was on there before. What was that?
Where in the World? Detective's Choice?
No, it's that Meteor game. That Meteor game was on one of those Macs, too. It was like a weird 3D.
Oh, Defender?
Yeah, something like that. There was one of those, too. And it's insane, man. You look at your phone app, you know, games, And this thing has games that are insane compared to what those little Apple computers were able to do. Yeah, insane.
Yeah, it is.
I marvel at that, because if you think about it, man, this is only in our generation. This is only in our time. Can you imagine after we're long and dead in the dirt and, you know, well, I'm going to be eaten by probably fish because my ash is going to be scattered. But can you think about it? Like, long after we've been digested and shitted out by fish, that what the technology will be when we're not around? Assuming, you know, that we are able to break the cycle and not have like a 19th world war and kill everybody off and start from scratch again. Or start, Cthulhu comes in and, come here, motherfucker. Freaking fly. Cthulhu.
People are like, what are you so aggro for?
I hate mosquito. I think that was a mosquito. I will kill it. I will stay awake all night just to kill it.
In the dark.
Luring it in with my breath until I crush it with my hand.
It's only sense of existence.
I'll do that, dude. I'll be in the garage working out and I see the mosquitoes and I'm like, come to me here and you will all die in a painful, flat death.
Just all your words triggered.
That's right. But anyways, I imagine what would happen if we were to live like Yoda. How long did Yoda live? 1,000 years?
500 something years.
If we were to live 500 years, dude, what technology would be around?
Get those flying cars finally.
At that point, man, I think we'd be in other planets.
We should. We should start living in space colonies.
You know, that does make me sad when I hear that funding gets cut to NASA and all that. I'm like, oh, man.
Space colonies, guys.
People keep fucking around with just dumb shit here on the planet. We keep fighting over dumb stuff. And, you know, we got this president now who seems like he's doing a bunch of dumb shit. And then we got, like, Russia doing crazy shit. I mean, like, we're just prepping for a war. It seems like we're going to go to war, right?
We need a war, man. Too many people on Earth.
It pisses me off that we're at war, like, every freaking generation in this country. But anyways, besides... Dude, we've been in conflict every generation of this.
1960.
We've been in conflict. Whether it's not a war or whatever, we've been in conflict.
We haven't had a world war since.
Nobody's talking about world war. I'm talking about conflicts.
Oh, we always have.
That's conflicts. What I'm saying. There's always something going on. Whether it's us going to Afghanistan or going to Iraq or the fucking Vietnam or what is the other one? The one in the desert? Desert Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, whatever, world wars. It's like, God dang, man. Can't we all just fucking get along for all? Stick to your freaking land. Sell each other the shit you need to sell each other. Try not to bring drugs in here. Let's just fucking keep to ourselves for a little bit. Can we just do that? Can we just keep to ourselves?
No.
Can we just be like little apes and keep our little lands the way we want them and just keep to our fucking selves? It's like, God, man. But anyways, I'm just jealous of the shit that I won't be able to see because I'm going to be dead. And it is a little jealousy because I'm like, ah, man. What kind of crazy technology will it be?
Hey, man. Well, if you want to get into it, we can...
I want some Minority Report shit.
I mean, that'll probably happen. If we're on there forever, though, we can get some alchemy books and we'll figure it out.
We'll turn to, like, magicians or some shit or what?
Yeah.
Some what's that? What's that secret society?
Which one?
The ones that the Simpsons made fun of with the rings, remember? And the Homer became part of it, and he had the tattoo on his ass.
Oh, fuck, dude, that's the deepest reference.
Yeah,
ever. And if you're talking to literally anybody else on Earth, they would be like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
You know what episode but that is?
I know what you're talking about. That is when he joined the Stonecutters.
Yeah, that one.
Because Professor Xavier was the voice of the main guy.
Mm. Yeah, man, that was a good episode. He had the fucking ring, and he could get free stuff from the vending machine. Yeah. That was the shit. And they're gonna kick him out until they find out he got the tattoo on his ass. Such a good episode.
But he had the birthmark on his ass.
They're making fun of somebody, though. Who are they making fun of? Stonemasons or no?
Yeah, stonemasons, probably.
Stonemasons, I think. The masons? Whatever.
Yeah, stonemasons, the ones who make the Illuminati.
They don't make the Illuminati, do they?
Do they?
I don't know, man. You're not just balls deep. You're like two balls and two legs deep into like all that What is it?
Cthulhu again?
No, not Cthulhu. Conspiracy theory shit.
Yeah, man.
You're further into it than most.
You gotta question everything everybody does. Every single thing. Why are they doing that?
I don't know.
Why aren't they doing that?
I don't know.
Why is that dick so big?
That ain't no natural dick.
Yeah, ain't a natural one.
Ain't no natural dick.
Why is that dude so muscular? I've been lifting weights for at least a week and I ain't that big.
Steroids.
Steroids.
They're all on steroids.
Steroids.
Nate Diaz said it.
That's right. Steroids. Steroids. He's accurate.
Everybody's on steroids.
Everybody. Every single one. Even you are right now. I can see it.
Shit. I wish.
We didn't even go get that tattoo. It just appeared after your first steroid session.
That's right. It just magically came on.
Mm-hmm.
But
just like that.
Anyways, what were you saying?
Alchemy?
Live forever?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Do that.
I don't know, man. But it does make me wonder. I do think there's going to be some fucking war or something, but I'm not. Whatever. All I'm saying is,
luckily, I'm too fat to fight a war.
Oh, they'll slim you up. Don't worry. They'll slim you up.
You can't go because
I'm the only one that carries my seed.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that continue my bloodline and my powerful, powerful seed. Or maybe it'll be the opposite. Maybe they want to continue my powerful seed and they'll just, I'll be like a horse on.
They'll milk you.
They'll milk me.
They'll put it in everybody.
That's not the way to go. Milk me. I'll volunteer. They'll milk me. Oh, good Lord. Attack Jonathan in the sucking machine again. What? It's like, Jonathan, we managed to retrofit one of the otters for milking, and now we just attach this to your dick, and it does that whole sucking motion. It's like, it might not be the most erotic noise when it's going.
You're like, no, I'm into it.
Turn it up. Oh, jeez. Yeah, I'm the only one that can carry my seed, man. They can't take me. They never know. Times of war, they'll take anybody. They don't give a fuck.
Minorities first.
That's probably the truth.
If you're on welfare, you're the first one to go. Don't be on that. Your immediate plan should be getting off welfare in the next year, the way Trump's going.
Oh, jeez.
I'm saying that jokingly, but also you should probably seriously consider getting off that before
he
starts a war.
You know what the scariest part is, man? That
motherfucker.
He's going to
start a war.
Not just that. Well, no, that's probably the scariest part. You know what another scary part is? Is that motherfucker hasn't slowed down. Like, I thought, okay, he's like a Conor McGregor. He's just talking mad shit, and then that's going to keep him popular and keep him going, right? To keep him on top of the news and his name still out there, and he's going to win the presidency because of it, and he did. But every time I log into any of these medias, like if you log into, for example, like Yahoo, the splash page, there's 4, 5, 6 stories about him, and they're not the same story. It's not like the same. This thing's pulling from 4 different news sites, and it's like the same thing. No. It's like 4 different things this motherfucker's doing on a daily basis. That dude is staying in the news so much. It's like, man, can I get some legitimate news on here?
Yeah, I gotta give him mad props for putting out the most shit you possibly can.
It's like that dude is making news just by like being on Instagram and talking shit, or Twitter and talking shit to people.
Yeah, man, he does not. I gotta give it to him. He said he was gonna do a bunch of shit. Well, he's doing it. He's doing the most.
I guess, man. Like this. Like at some point, man. Just when are you gonna focus on, you know, doing that job that makes everybody looks like they're 30 years older after they're done? So I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible he's gonna start a war soon.
Yeah, I feel bad, and I wonder how the like I'd love to interview more military people because I'd love to understand or you know talk to them about how their feelings are on the situation because I mean, military people, from my understanding and what I've heard, military people did not fucking like, Hillary.
No.
Like, at all. But I wonder now what they think of Trump. Because essentially, he's the one that's going to be sending them to war if something happens. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to be the one saying, hey, all you guys need to go fight for what I say. So I wonder what their thoughts are. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, what else you got going on, Don? You want to drop any knowledge?
Which time we got left?
You got a good tenish.
A tenish. Let's see what I do this week.
You'll never be as badass as Mike Tyson, shirtless and barely any bottoms, holding a white tiger by a freaking chain.
A tree trunk in his trunk.
That's besides the point. My point is that it's Mike Tyson in looks like probably his backyard, holding a white tiger by a neck, not a necklace,
a chain,
but by the neck, like he's walking a dog.
It looks like the tiger too was like, yeah, I'm cool with this.
He's like, he's Mike Tyson. What are you gonna do? I could kill him, but then I'd be playing for.
The tiger's like, or could I kill him? I'm fast, but what if I get hit with one of those punches?
Yeah, Mike Tyson's a scary mofo. I saw some of those old videos. Man, he was fast when he was like 19, 20. He's fast.
Mm-hmm.
Scary fast.
Yep. I went to movies. I told you I went to movies.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Anything? That was interesting. So I was sitting at my desk coloring, like I normally do on my breaks.
Uh-huh.
And my teacher was like, hey, Ruben. I was like, yo, what you want? She's like, oh, would you be interested in this job? And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, they sent me an email right now. I guess they want to know if you're interested in this job. It says it's for you.
Like, for you, and then why don't you get the email?
I don't know. I guess she's like, they want to know if you're interested. It's, I guess I'd be training people to do what I do at other schools. And I was like, interesting. I go, does it pay more? She's like, yeah, it'll pay more. And I'm like, sure. So she didn't know, have all the details, because they were just asking if I was interested in doing it.
Because
I guess they thought I'd be a really good fit for it. And so we have a boss ahead of us, like in charge of all the education thing.
Right.
I guess she sent her the email and was like, oh, would Ruben be interested in this?
But why wouldn't she send you the email?
She probably don't have my email.
I thought you said you have a work email.
Yeah, I don't know.
She should have your email if you have a work email.
Hey, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Just so did happened. You look into it?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, tell her, yeah. I'll get more details from her or whatever. She's like, all right. So she told her, yeah. And then like 5 minutes later, she's like, oh, okay. They're going to put it on the website. You got to apply for it.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right.
Yeah, they have to do that legally.
Yeah, and so I did it. So I haven't heard anything. Well, that was just last night. So I haven't heard anything, but it was, see what they say.
So. I've seen that.
That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth a try, man. Check it out. Why not?
Yeah, no, that's what I said. And I was like, sure, I'll try it. And then what else? Oh, I went to a Dashboard Confessional concert, like I told you.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I like going to the smaller places because you get closer. It's pretty cool.
Dude, have I told you about my new favorite Instagram account?
What is it?
It's called Greaseball 1987.
What is it?
You're already assuming bad.
I'm already assuming the worst.
No. This is hilarious.
It's like ass clappings like seals.
No. It's called Greaseball 1987. And I truly hope this is satire. So it's an Instagram account of a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
But all of his work is dog shit. Like horribly dog shit. And I think it's got to be satire. There's no way somebody's this bad.
Maybe it's just, yeah, taking really bad pictures.
I'm sure that's what he's doing, right? Whoever's running this is taking the worst shit he's seeing online. But he's talking about it as if this is his work.
Yeah.
And he's like, I really like the way it is. Like this right here. It's a sink, and he installed the sink, but there's an extra hole in the the granite. And he's like, I got the water flowing today on this vanity. I love that they give you the extra hole so you can choose which side to put the tap on. I just unplug her up with the and cock this to until it's watertight. Like, just ridiculous shit. You're just like this. Look at this. Look at this. This is literally like the spouts of a shower, but they've been tiled over, but only the hand, like horribly tiled over. It says, I just upgraded this bathtub with more modern tile. The previous tile was so outdated. The plumbing fixtures were in great shape, so I didn't feel the need to replace them. Like, it's just ridiculous, ridiculous shit. Like, look at this one. Look at this one. Look at this one. He's like, I was hired to upgrade these doors today, and I figured I'd get the 17-inch doors help with the airflow. Like, he just put a gigantic molding on the bottom, or a crown molding on the bottom for no fucking reason. Just ridiculous shit, dude. I went through this guy's account, and I cried laughing. I cried laughing. Just the most ridiculous shit. Like, look at that.
Hilarious. Well, it's like that show To Catch a Contractor. Have you seen that show?
No.
Oh, fuck. We're going to watch it right now. Dude. It's just horrible shit. It's fine.
Dude. Dude, this account might be my new favorite. It's just so bad. Like, look at that.
Fuck, what happened there?
It's a trimming over a door, and it's been cocked over insanely. It says, I got this trim installed yesterday, so I got to do this morning. So all I did this morning is cock it up and refill. I tend to rush when I'm forced to work weekends, so you get a missed nail hole here and there. But the perfect miter's up for it. Anyways, long story short, this shit is hilarious, dude. This is my new favorite account. Like, look at that. This is my new favorite account. Probably because it pertains so much to my projects lately, but I rolled. Dude, look at this. These fucking doors. The glass doesn't match. Oh, dude. If you guys want to check this out, it's Grease Ball 1987.
That's hilarious.
This is my new favorite account right now. And he talks about it like it's all his work and he's so proud of it. It's just horrendous. Horrendous shit. Anyways.
That's funny, man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're going to watch To Catch a Contractor right
this,
now.
This reminded me of that right now.
It's hilarious.
That's like, come on, man.
Yeah, we're going to watch that show right now. Oh, I also didn't tell you I'm going to WWE pay-per-view on Sunday.
It's here?
Yeah, it's here in town.
Hmm.
Shit's going to be lit.
Is it like a legit show or is it like a weekday, like a normal show?
No, it's a legit pay-per-view show. It's going to be on the
what is it, like Raw? SmackDown?
That's the Elimination Chamber. It's going to be a big steel cage. It's one of their pay-per-views.
You were really close for that.
Mm-hmm.
What was that show you went to?
Oh, the live show? Yeah, I was really close to that. Those were good tickets, too.
No, the ones you just went to this past week. Was that like the picture you took on Instagram? Was that those your standing seats or what the fuck was that?
Oh, for the concert? That's where the concert was? Yeah, that's what I was saying. I like going to smaller places because you can get right up close to it.
Well, that's why I like going to the comedy shows places we go to because it's a smaller show. But the problem is that the big name guys don't go to the big, don't go to small venues.
Yeah, that was. Ones. So when you get those tickets at that place, they're general admission, so you just stand wherever you can get in.
Oh, so it's like the mosh pit when we went to, like, Disturbed. You can get up
in there. Yeah, you can get up in there.
You got to punch some people to get up to the front.
Yeah, but this was like a super male concert, so there's no mosh pit. So me and my sister already know.
I'll make one.
Me and my sister already know the layout of that place because we've gone to so many. We haven't been to one in, like, 2 or 3 years over there, but they remodeled it a bit. They put a balcony, which I think we're going to get balcony next time because you can, like, see over everybody. Especially for my sister, because she's short. So
I went to a couple concerts with you, and don't get me wrong. It was fun, but
yeah, if you're not completely into it, this was mine and my sister's pet peeve. If you're not completely 100% into the music, stay the fuck at home.
I was into it. I just...
No, no. I need you to be 100% into it or move to the back. Because if you're in the front,
no, like but
the
you and,
two
when
fat
you and,
cows
when
that
you
were
and
there.
I, when you and I went, we didn't go to the front. We were like, we had our seats.
Yeah, we had our seats.
But
like that's fine.
It was fun. I just like, okay, so we went to go see Disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't like, yeah, I got to go see Disturbed. Like, whatever. Yeah. We saw Stained, and Stained was good. Stained was the good. Problem is that I don't give a shit about the other bands before Stained.
Yeah, no, that's the problem, too. We had the problem
Stained
with this
was
one,
good. Stained was the only one where I was like, all right, if that dude comes into town, I got to go see that motherfucker again.
But, that dude's, yeah, like legit. These two, we had these two, three fat cows in front of us that didn't know any of the words. I guess they're just there to I don't know, try to get dick
oh,
or something.
Oh, shit, dude.
Are they taking a break from being a sperm dumpster? Because we are
oh,
by ASU.
Damn, that's
so
dark. All right, before we let these people go, have you seen this video made me laugh so hard? Have you seen the video of Ariana Grande? Is that how you say her name? Ariana?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the video of she's doing a concert and she invites her grandmother to go see her in concert?
Mm-mm.
Have you seen this shit? This shit is hilarious. We're going to watch that right now after we have this podcast.
What happens?
So her grandmother's
I've
like...
I've seen her grandmother before,
it's
yeah.
like she's on the front row. Like she's on that cage, you know, and yeah. holds people back. She's watching the concert, and I don't know if she just didn't know about her daughter's lyrics, but she's like appalled by her lyrics. And she's like what the... Dude, you got to see the disappointment in her eyes. It's hilarious. And the other thing you guys got to watch if you see this video, look at the two gay guys next to the grandmother. Man, those guys are having a fucking ball. But goddamn, those guys are gay.
One's probably her brother.
I don't know, but those two guys are hella gay. Like you'll see them right now and be like, no, the gay meter is off the Richter scale.
Yeah, I think one's probably your brother.
It was with another guy. It was another guy. But long story short, man,
Frankie.
Those guys are hella gay. And you watch them and they're freaking hilarious because they're so super gay. Like they're hyper gay.
Yeah.
But hilarious to watch. But even worse, you feel bad for the grandmother. You feel, you're like,
what?
Oh.
What are you talking? Why? How do you know the grandmother's sad?
You look at her face, man.
Her grandmother's like 192 years old.
Dude, her face, she's like, did you just say you're going to fuck him all night? Like, you could tell she's already like, oh, I can't believe you're singing about this. You're like, look like a baby. But anyways, go watch that video, guys. It's fucking hilarious. All right. I think we took enough of these savages' time. Deep if you guys like this shit, hit that like button, share it with some people. Let's get this fucking podcast going. I need some options. Maybe I'll start doing these on like on... Shout out to Javi. He recommended what, SoundCloud or some shit or
mm-hmm.
or whatever. Like, I need to find this. I need to make this more accessible to some people, for some people. And we also need to get this, you know, podcast going, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get this popping off. We need to get some more topics as well. So any last words for these savages?
Here's your random fact of the day. An eBay bidder recently paid $99,000 for a Flaming Hot Cheeto that looks like Harambe, the gorilla.